This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, well, Seth and I were hashing out what we did and didn't see yesterday and news.
And at what time.
And at what time.
Flurry of activity.
Flurry of activity and Seth getting the requisite amount of sleep that he needs and all that good stuff. Right underneath our nose, Sheldon Rankins re-signs with the Houston Texans, which both Jonathan Alexander and Aaron Wilson had reported late last week as a strong possibility. Yeah. Once he was cut loose by the Bengals, if you recall, Sheldon Rankins, a productive Houston Texan with the team on a one-year prove-it deal 2 years ago in 2023, did some good things. Left for Cincinnati because they gave him a second year and they gave him more money. They cut him after just 1 year in Cincinnati. He only played seven games for them last year. He had viral meningitis at one point. He had some hamstring stuff he was dealing with as well. It was not a great year. Not a great union between the Bengals and Sheldon Rankins. So he signs here overnight or agrees to a deal. He could have signed because he's a guy like Devontae Adams who got cut in the middle of an existing contract. 1 year, $7 million bucks. Up to, we got to get used to that term, kids, the next few days. Up to $7 million bucks. So the Texans bring back a guy who... He knows the deal here. He's played here before.
Yeah. No, and this is it's a good signing. At the very least, you look at the depth chart right now, and they don't really have a bona fide starter at defensive tackle until they get Sheldon Rankins in. I think that they would still continue to want to get a defensive tackle in the draft if one is there. They might still be looking at guys on free agency. DJ Jones re-signed with the Broncos, so there's one fewer guy out there, one defensive lineman less on the free agency market. This is interesting because, you know, Sheldon Rankins came to Houston on a one-year deal, played well, got a much better deal with the Bengals than he had been offered the previous year in free agency, and now can come back to the Texans on still even less than what he got the first time he was here with the Texans.
Yeah.
He provides good push up the middle as a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. He's not a great run defender, but gives you an element of athleticism and pass rushing ability that can be very good for the Texans. But I think they're, you know, just we know DeMeco always wants to add defensive linemen. I don't think that all of a sudden it's just going to be Tim Settle and Sheldon Rankin starting at defensive tackle.
No, for sure. I guess names to keep an eye on today. And these could happen anytime this morning because they're the Texans' own free agents. But Mario Edwards Jr. and Foley Fatakasi. Fatakasi's dealing with a shoulder injury, so he may be off the grid for a few weeks or maybe, you know, a month or two while that heals and he can get maximum value. But those are the two bigger names at that position group that are free agents today.
I believe it was Jonathan Alexander that said a source had told him that Mario Edwards will likely be allowed to, they're going to let him test the free agency market. Yeah. They're very open to bringing him back.
Yep.
But that it might be it might be a while before Mario Edwards comes back. I think they probably put him on a priority list of, okay, let's look at some of these defensive tackle free agents that are, you know, bona fide more all-around players, and if it doesn't work out with them, then we're certainly keeping the door open for Mario Edwards.
They haven't re-signed, to the best of what I've seen, I haven't seen them re-signing any of their own guys here in this period where you're allowed to do that, haven't
they? Well, I mean, Kurt Heinisch and Ogunbowale.
Yeah, the two lower-level guys, I guess maybe. Yeah, sorry, that's probably a little disrespectful of those two. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe a little further up the food chain than those guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are definitely two names. You're right. Those are two names they brought back. Here's the other thing. They don't have that many big name guys hitting free agents. The biggest name for the Texans hitting free agency is Stephon Diggs, and then it's a trip down the list from there. So their roster, again, for people expecting big fireworks today, the guys you would normally spend money on in free agency are already on the team with the Texans. They've got their star core. I don't see a Danielle Hunter type signing in the next couple days, but maybe. They've surprised us before. We'll see. So Sheldon Rankin's 1 year, up to $7 million. He's back in the fold. We like that signing. Two quick reminders. The other thing I would say about Sheldon Rankin's as a lead in here, Seth, to what we're about to play, he was very well respected in that room as a leader. Will Anderson Jr. brought him up unprompted multiple times, and we would have Will on the postgame show last year, that Sheldon Rankin's was a guy who was a, you know, for him personally, was a guy that he really followed, that was a leader for him. Now, Will Anderson, a couple PSAs for you free agents out there thinking, I think I want to become a Houston Texan. Really like what they got going on there. I hear good things about this D'Amico guy. They've got a nice young core. Will Anderson will remind you, Texans ain't for everybody, man.
A lot of the Pro Bowl, man. It was a lot of guys like, yeah, tell them I'm trying to come over there. Like, tell D'Amico I'm loving what you're saying, but I'm like, Texas ain't for everybody, man. It's just a different type of DNA you have to have to play here, man. It's a different type of character you have to have. And you just got to love football, man. And I think, you know, the front office and coach, they do a really good job of choosing the guys that they want to be in here that, you know, can help change the culture and help keep uplifting the culture and, you know, being a positive impact, not only on the building, but in the locker room as well.
That's a good point at the end. Maybe if you're a free agent, you don't have to worry about it because they'll have sussed it out with you already to begin with. They'll already know if you're swarmy or not. Don't think you're swarmy. They'll already know. They've judged you already on this,
yeah,
on this basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So the thing about single, why do I always want to say Sheldon Rankin's is John Singleton? I don't know. But Sheldon Rankin's.
I don't.
That's the weirdest name mess up that I make continually. And it's not even John Singleton, the baseball player. It's John Singleton, the filmmaker. So so Sheldon Rankin's. The one thing I like about Sheldon Rankin's is the times the quarterback gets flushed out of the pocket. He's a guy who has a really good awareness as a defensive tackle to replace the defensive end and contain, and has the athleticism to get out there and force some bad throws. That's something that at times last year the Texans were missing that. You know, Foley Fadikasi was doing some good things, but when it comes time for him to hoof it out to the sideline, he's not the type of athlete that Sheldon Rankin's is.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's a good signing. So Will Anderson with the PSA, Texans ain't for everybody. You should also know, though, that if you are allowed in the building – and anything happens with you, Aziz Alshire found this out firsthand. If you do something where the team feels like the league is screwing you over or describing you in a way that's unjust, like Aziz, where they portrayed him as the biggest supervillain of all time because Trevor Lawrence doesn't know when to slide, Nick Caserio will stick up for you in press conferences.
The league to make some of the commentary that they made about lack of sportsmanship, lack of coachability, lack of paying attention to the rules. Quite frankly, it's embarrassing. So I think the big thing from our – and I'm talking about a player who's never been suspended, never been ejected. So now we're saying that he's going to be suspended for 3 games. So, look, it is what it is. I think the big thing from our standpoint, and all teams want this, is just some level of consistency. And we've talked to the league, quite frankly. We don't have a good explanation. D'Amico talked to them yesterday. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure Aziz will go through whatever process he's going to go through, and then we'll deal with it accordingly. But I think what we take umbrage is just the picture that's been painted about Aziz, his intentions, who he is as a person. I mean, quite frankly, it's bullshit.
That's right.
Ooh.
It was.
Ooh.
So you just know, I'll credit Sideline Sarah for posting that video last night. I'm like, excellent point. If you're a free agent, that's a selling point. You have a GM in an organization that's going to back you when you try to take somebody's head off. But just know, according to Will Anderson. It ain't for everybody here, man. You're going to have to swarm crazy if they're going to stick up for you for trying to squash Trevor Lawrence's massive, ugly face.
Yeah. No, that's where I think when it comes to the free agency and the draft, this is the year where you really hope that D'Amico and Nick, after having a couple of years of working together, really know what types of players they're looking for.
Yeah.
And that the haziest part there is the personality stuff, the trait stuff. And that's where I think D'Amico's ability to kind of see it on film or having talked to guys at the combine and Caserio knowing exactly what D'Amico is looking for, that we start to see some of that. And I think, honestly, that's where, like, the drafting of John Metchie, I wonder what that would have looked like if it had been Caserio working with D'Amico Ryans,
yeah,
especially after a couple of years together. That, man, Metchie has all the right character traits, but one thing D'Amico has said is, man, he wants a guy that can get separation as a receiver. I want separation.
Mm-hmm.
Metchie doesn't quite have that twitch of a guy who's like that, and I wonder if they revisiting it would have, you know, perhaps made a different decision on somebody like, because then the next year they go for a guy like Tank Dell.
Correct.
Who's like twitchy as all get out.
Yeah.
That's a different type of athlete than John Metchie.
Twitchy as all get out with all those personality traits,
right,
that you're talking about,
yeah,
too.
John,
yeah,
Metchie meets a lot of the swarm stuff. It's just that you can't just have a bunch of guys who are tough and gritty and do things the right way,
yes,
without also a bunch of athleticism attached to it.
Yeah, no, with just the former, that's a recipe for 5 wins. So, yeah, that's and I think the biggest thing along those lines, Seth, is there's a really good likelihood they're shopping on the offensive line. And that's been the one area that's maybe been a blind spot for those sort of traits.
Yeah.
You know, and so this is a really, you know, again, I don't think there's a Danielle Hunter level signing coming down in this free agency period for the Texans, just based purely on math and the salary cap. I'm not completely dismissing it. I'm just talking about likelihoods here. I think there's a high likelihood they're shopping in that middle of the barrel tier along the offensive line, particularly on the interior, and especially if you're shopping in that tier where the physical traits aren't as noticeable or as prevalent. You've got to get the personality part right. So, and who knows? Maybe that's where Nick Caley comes in. You know, maybe Nick Caley's got a good eye for that sort of thing.
Yeah,
And Cole Popovich on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe
the beauty of it is they released Shaq Mason late last week. I can't remember if it was Friday morning or Friday afternoon, or Thursday, whatever it was. The pretty heavy indication there that they're going to add to the interior offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at guys like Kevin Zeitler, who's one of the best guards in the league last year for the Lions. They got him on a one-year, $6 million contract last year.
Mm-hmm.
So those blue-collar, just give me a guy that can be steady in the middle, that maybe he's a little bit older or whatever. It doesn't have to be a marquee signing at interior offensive line to upgrade over what the Texans had last year. Because Shaq just really, really struggled the entire season long. And I think part of that, too, is, you know, with Shaq Mason, he's only 31, but it looked like he aged a lot over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
He's only 6'1". He's 31, but he's only 6'1". And I wonder if a guy like that, once you lose a little bit of athleticism, but also he was banged up and you tend to get injured more when you're in your 30s, that maybe the drop-off is a lot more dramatic. Whereas you take a guy like Kevin Zeitler, who's 34 years old, but has been playing steadily really well and has stayed healthy the entire time, and would have been a lot cheaper. Like, if you just swap that contract out last year, Shaq Mason for Kevin Zeitler, and you get a better guard, and he only costs $6 million a year. I'm excited about potential just blue-collar, cheap, you know, not journeyman type, but nothing popping off the charts at interior offensive line. You can get solid guys there for an affordable price.
Yeah, that's a level of signing, like a Zeitler, like a one-year $6 million. I know that we just said in the previous segment they've got $5 million in cap space. That's a signing you can find a way to make work. You know, you can clear out space for that easy or structure his deal in such a way that you can make that work. You're right. The Shaq Mason thing is interesting because it's not just that he got really dropped off a cliff. In 2023, he was the one guy on that offensive line that was at least answering the bell every week. Everybody else was injured at some point. Laremy early in the year, Titus gets knocked out late in the year. It was a rotating door at center when Jared Patterson went out. The only reason Jared Patterson's in there in the first place is because there were injuries at center. So there were a lot of things going on. Juice Scruggs was injured to start the year. And I admittedly, Seth, I never watched Shaq Mason all that closely when he was playing for Super Bowl championship teams in New England and then again in Tampa Bay. But I felt like, yeah, like I didn't realize, like, stature wise, that's exactly what he looked like. I felt the myth of Shaq Mason with the Patriots had me thinking he looked a little differently. I felt like I was getting what I will call Comic-Con version of Shaq Mason. You know when you go to Comic-Con and you go see those stars from movies like 20 or 25 years ago? And they're in costume and everything, but it's like, that does not look like a Marvel superhero, right? I appreciate him getting into costume and posing for pictures with me, but you are definitely the Comic-Con version of Shaq Mason right now.
When you look at those commercials where Joe Montana and Jerry Rice are wearing their
Comic-Con
uniforms.
Joe Montana like, and Jerry Rice.
I wish they had never done those commercials.
Right, except
this looks really, oh no.
Except
no.
He's starting at right guard for you.
Yeah. I honestly, if you want to get excited about something that wouldn't normally get you excited, I'm just looking at some of the projected contracts for some of the guards that are out there that
doable?
Kevin Zeitler, 1 year, $6 million. And Mekhi Becton, 3 years, $10 million per year. Brandon Scherff, 1 year, $6 million.
Yeah.
There's an upgrade out there for not that much.
Yes. I like the one-year guys you're talking about there.
I like them, too, especially if they're a little bit older. Mekhi Becton intrigues me just because he was a disappointment with the Jets as an offensive tackle. He goes to the Eagles. And he's still very, very young, but played guard for the Eagles and was a much different player.
I take him on one of those one-year deals. It's the 3 years, $10 million a year that scared me a little bit. Like, oh, you're telling me the only time he played really well was when Jeff Stoutland was his offensive line coach.
But he also, remember, his weight was kind of an issue when he was with the Jets.
Yeah.
Which, at offensive tackle, is more of an issue than at guard.
That's true.
At guard, he can be at his natural weight. He doesn't have to be all trying to be an Instagram influencer, Sean.
Okay.
He can just be a big old hoss that takes care of business on the inside.
All right, we will continue to text in. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Thoughts on today's start of free agency. I'm excited about it. We'll get to headlines, including Shaq Mason getting cut, what that all means. Rockets get a huge win on Saturday. That game was never stressful, which was good news for me. Astros news we'll get to. The NFL is just crushing it right now already before free agency has really officially begun. We'll get into all that in headlines coming up next.